Random thought, truth or dare. If a woman asks you for money, run. Don't walk away.
Well, it depends. Is she homeless? Is she, you know, I need more context. Just saying, if a homeless woman asked for a few dollars and I got it, I'd give it.
I just love the fact that you didn't go, that's not truth or dare.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Random Thoughts, episode 39. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Speaking of subscribe, you know, we set a goal, right, for 10K. All right, fell a little short of that. So we said, all right, let's reset the goal. What should it be? Should it be 10K? Should we bring it a little closer, go 9K? And then somebody was trying to be a smart ass and said, go for 8.77. Got it. Now it's on to the next one. Baby steps. Baby steps.
We made it. We made it. Yeah, we'll take that milestone. That's totally fine. So we got that. Now 8,778. 88. No, we're at 86. Yeah, we were probably close to 90. So I think 9,000 the next goal, and 9,500.
Yeah.
10,000.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's keep going from there.
All right. We'll make it incremental growth. How about that? So
there you go.
Do us a favor, please, if you haven't already. Hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Shout!
And just so you know, it's coming. It's right around the corner. Love is Blind UK. Get ready. It drops Wednesday the 19th. Mm. And we're going to be right here. Okay? Look, I saw this and I figured I need to bring this to you because you are always saying, well, Yanni, you don't know because you've never worked in hospitality. So I am going to ask you, Mr. Hospitality himself, to explain the rules. Or let's start with the definition first, okay? Let's define a couple things here. Let's define gratuity and tip.
Gratuity is often split between all the waitresses, depending on where you work. Out of that gratuity, the waitress has to pay the bartender, the person making your drink. Out of that gratuity, the server also has to pay the barback, who are the people who come and help clean up, make sure the tables stay clean. So when I give somebody a receipt and they look at me and they say, oh, gratuity is included, I say gratuity is included, but a tip is not.
Well, first of all, let me just say that I don't talk like that. This is what a tip. I don't talk like that. So let me just correct that first off.
I didn't say you spoke like that.
No, you never worked in the industry. You don't. No, I don't talk like that at all. So, yes, it is true. Some establishments do that. In some cases, it could be a tip out that goes to the bartender, busboys, hosts, staff. It just varies. And then when you have parties where the gratuity is added, that's all factored in.
Now, usually with a black party, but go ahead.
The majority party.
I thought you were going to deny that. Holy crap, we got to peek behind the curtain. Go ahead, sir, continue.
No. That's not an automatic gratuity on black tops. That's
Wait. On what?
Black tops. It's table of all black people.
Okay, you just made that up.
No, I was told that. Quick story. I was told that this one server was like, oh, man, this table came in. There's about 10 of them. And he's like, it's a black top. And I was like, what? He goes, no, they're not going to tip. I was like, what do you mean? He was like, black people don't tip well. And I was like, that's bullshit. I said, that's just rumored bullshit. I said, tell you what, I'll take the table. So I give this table the best service ever. I was on top of everything. I didn't have any other table. They were my only focus. And I was on it. If I saw their drink at halfway, they're filling up teas, bringing out sodas, all types of stuff, right? And they get the bill. And the bill had to have been around $150, almost $200, and they left me $10.
Said, good job, ninja.
I was like, and I was so mad because I was defending, I'm like, what a black people tip? And then to see that, I'm like, God damn.
So let me ask you a question. Did you after that go, all right, you're right, no more black tops?
No, not going to do that. Because to me, I think when it comes to tipping, you can't focus on your one table. You're focused on the shift.
Right.
Your goal for the shift is I want to make $150 tonight. Now, you're going to have some tables that are going to be cheap and not tip. You're going to have some tables that tip you really well.
Right.
The problem in this situation is it's not the consumer's responsibility to, you know, counter the tip out that you have to do. It's not my problem. That's the owner's problem.
Okay. So, okay. Question here then. But don't you tip out the bartender and the barbacks and all these other folks anyway? Regardless of whether it's automatically included in the check, aka gratuity, which right. by definition is something given voluntarily or beyond obligation, right. usually for some service, especially yeah. TIP, expeditiously tip.
Yeah. Well, yes, but the problem with that is, let's say the check is $200 and gratuity is
grab my calculator.
$40. Okay. Right. If they automatically add the gratuity, $40 makes the total $240.
Right.
They're going to have to tip out off of that 240 because it's based on your sales.
Okay.
So if it's 2% goes to the bartender, 2% of that 240 would go to the bartender. Now, if you paid $200, there's no
$4.80, but go ahead.
Right. But if you paid, if the check did not have a gratuity added, it was just 200 and then the customer tipped 40 anyway in cash, that's not included in the sales. So now you're only really tipping off $200.
Yeah,
2% of 200.
So 80 cents.
2% of 400. 2% of 400. Yeah. But it adds up. If you do $1,000 in sales, it all adds up. So I'd rather have the cash and they can tip out based on my sales. But the shitty part is, let's say you work a lunch shift and, you know, it's slow. You only make $35 and you sold 500.
Mm-hmm.
You're tipping out. That $4 and stuff starts to add up. That starts coming out of your tip out. Okay. So you already didn't make much money anyway, and I got to give out, you know, 10 of this $35 I made? No.
Okay. To that point, I get it. And it's the reason why, and you may be proud of me for this, but whenever I can, I tip in cash, right?
Yeah.
Because I know that's your under-the-table money.
Right.
That's the, they only gave me a dollar, but really, I gave you, you're hiding the other 19 from right. Uncle Sam, right?
This, right.
You tell him, it was a blacktop. I only got a dollar.
Yeah.
Right? Which, okay, cool. But it's not my fault if the restaurant adds gratuity.
Right.
If they put it in there, that's your tip.
Yeah.
Why do I have to add the extra 80 cents for you?
Yeah. I don't think you do. I agree with you. Now,
okay.
I'm more of a 25-30% tipper.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had a large party and I was paying the check and the gratuity was added, okay, I would pay that and I would still give another 20 or so on top, especially if the service was really good. I still hit them with a $20 bill on top of whatever the gratuity was added in there, because the gratuity is great. Because here's the sad part about gratuity. When you put a gratuity onto a check, that's what people are going to say. Oh, well, gratuity is what, $15? That's all you're going to get. If you didn't have the gratuity on there, somebody might be like, I'm going to give you 20.
Right.
And wouldn't even think about it. So I feel like it handcuffs the customer. But again, it's the owner of the restaurant or the establishment. That's their problem to solve. If I was a server, I'd be asking that if I was interviewing. Okay, is there a tip out here? Okay, tip out the bartender. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Tipping out the host staff and the bussers? To me, no. Now, if you look at a fine dining place, that's different, right?
Right.
If you go Eddie V's, Nobu, yeah, those busters are going to get tipped because they got to turn the table and they got to make it all nice.
Right.
It's not a Applebee's where you just throw it off on the thing, wipe it down.
Wipe it with a wet towel and leave it down.
Yeah, just wipe it with a wet towel that's been sitting in some damp water all night. Yeah, different.
I'm going to tell you something, right? I already paid my dues. So if I see gratuities included on the check, I am not adding anything else to it, because I did that accidentally once. And this is why I don't do sections. I don't do bottle service. I don't do any of this crap, because they hand you the bill and you look at it and go, okay. And then you add the tip in there and you sign off and you look down and you're like, oh shit, there's gratuity in there already. I just gave you double.
Yeah.
You dirty bastard. You didn't tell me.
Yeah. You know what's funny is I thought about this when we were talking about this topic. You remember when I met you in college, you had a friend, I forget his name, tall, skinny black guy that was a waiter somewhere.
Anthony.
Is that who it was? Okay, Anthony, yeah. He was a waiter somewhere.
He's actually from Georgetown.
And I remember us having this conversation. And back then, I'd never worked in the restaurant industry. Mm. And I used to say, I don't think you have to tip. And he was like, that's bullshit. Like, remember, we got into a back and forth. And I was like, why do I have to tip? You know, that's your choice to make $2.13 an hour. It's not mine.
And that's why people called him an asshole. I just want y'all to know this. When y'all think that I'm just making this up.
But I did say it. And then once I worked in the industry, I'm like, oh, yeah, like I'm total opposite. But I do remember having that same mindset. I don't have to tip. Why do I have to do that?
Anthony's the person who got me to go to Cracker Barrel because he's like, if y'all come, I'll get you the unlimited frosted root beer mugs. And I'm a root beer fanatic. So that's how I got to Cracker Barrel and the unseasoned food.
Cracker Barrel's good for breakfast. That's it. Yeah. I said they don't have mimosas. So outside of that, it's not a good place, but their breakfast is good. And then the country store, I like shopping out of that.
Look, just stay out the back because you might not get back out. Putting a bow tie on this, just to make sure we understand from the hospitality connoisseur, the master of all hospitality, Sir Terrell, gratuity, if it is on the check, do I have to tip additionally?
You don't have to do anything but stay black and die.
Oh, no, so, breathe or die.
Yeah, you don't have to tip. It's nice, and I know that server would appreciate it, but do you have to? No. But to all those waiting tables in the world, if you're at a restaurant where they're making you do all this extra tip out, you need to find a different restaurant to go wait tables at.
And if gratuity's on there, don't you go asking somebody for a tip, because my tip will be look both ways before you cross the road, and don't ever come asking for a tip from me again.
Yeah. I mean, hell, go wait tables at, do the overnight shift at IHOP. You'll make a ton of money. Yeah. You might have to fight.
No,
you
will make
IHOP. I've seen a lot of fights happen in IHOP 2 o'clock in the morning after the club closes, but there's no tip out there. There's no host. There's no bartender. You can make a lot of cash. It's just hard work, but you walk away $200 or $300 a night sometimes.
There you go. Hey, thank you for hanging out with us, man. Whether you're watching this first as part of the regulars or watch this later as part of the randoms, do us a favor. Please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. Use the QR code over my left shoulder. I just love saying it like that. Use the shortcut QR code on my left shoulder. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to random thoughts and RGRT pod reaction videos and more, including members only live streams for story time with Terrell.
And to all of our podcast fam, listen on your favorite app. Thank you too. Leave us a 5-star rating and a quick review. It really does help. And feel free to show your support IRL in real life by visiting the RGRT Pod merch store. That QR code is right above Terrell's left shoulder. And if you're like him, sometimes can't find his left shoulder, it's also in the description below as well. Thank you in advance for your support. And look, since you made it this far, right? I mean, of course, if you're not subscribed, please subscribe so we can get to our next goal. But you've made it this far. Do us a favor. Let us know that you're here by dropping us a comment. That comment, let's make it specific word. Matter of fact, today, we will make it 2 words. Blacktop. You already knew that was coming. Drop it below. Blacktop.
Blacktop.
You knew that was coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you sent me something, and I am assuming that this resonated with you. The minute I heard it, I was like, oh, yeah. Terrell loves what this woman is saying.
Stop asking that man.
But he wants
money.
To take me out on a date, Sarah.
I don't care.
But he wants to take me out. I was chilling.
I love
today.
That. He's taking you out. That's the money.
I need my
That's
hair done.
Exchange.
I need my nails done.
And then go get it done. And why is your hair not done? And why are your nails not done? Why do you not live a lifestyle till now all of a sudden you have to go get those new things? Why do you feel like a man that doesn't even know you is supposed to invest in you? Because please believe he's taking you and 3 other women out. He's not committed to you. It is so expensive for a man to date. In fact, men, stop spending money on these women. I don't think men should do more than a coffee date.
This, why, Sarah, this is why they call you a pick me right here. You telling men to stop spending money?
If she asks you for $1, don't spend any money on her.
Well, she asked you for a dollar.
A dollar.
Spending money on her.
Yeah. I loved it. I loved it, to be honest. I mean, I'm so glad I'm not in the dating streets, but no one has ever asked me for money. No one's ever said, hey, well, if you want to take me out on Friday, I need to get my hair done, my nails done. Will you Venmo me, you know, $150? No one's ever asked me. And if they did, no, I would never do that. But she makes a good point, because as guys, you know, women expect us to plan a date. They expect us to pay for the date, right? Which I agree with. If I'm going on two or three different dates with two or three different people in a week, it's a lot of money. It's gas. It's, you know, money, tips, gratuity, all those things I'm covering, right? A lot. Why not just go have a quick coffee date? If that goes really well, let's plan to go get something to eat. But you shouldn't just start out with going to Nobu for a first date.
I'm, you know, the thing I hate the worst is when the response is, well, what do you get in return? You get this in return. No. You know, there's a word for that, and it's legal in Nevada.
Yeah. So what you're saying is I'm paying for your time. Okay. If I'm paying for your time, for me to spend time with you, I got to pay X amount. Yeah.
And sometimes time just isn't good.
I'd be like, all right, cool. Then I can just save that money and just pay for an hour someplace else. Don't have to worry about restaurant tips. Spend the same amount of money. I just leave happier.
You saying it ends happy?
I just leave happy.
You know, I am so glad I'm not in these streets, because the fact that people are bold enough to say that, like, oh, you know, well, I need money to get my hair done and all this. Well, you want me to look good on your date, right? Well, I should hope you want to look good regardless, right? Mm-hmm. But what's all this transactional stuff, man? I mean, I don't get it. And maybe because I'm the kind of person that, even if I'm out, back in the day, I remember I was at an end zone in North Charleston, South Carolina, and at the bar, just talking to this girl, and I'm literally about to buy her a drink. She goes, hey, you gonna buy me a drink? And I'm like, I was, until you asked. Because I'm like, why is it you feel I'm out, everybody gotta buy me stuff, and then you call the man broke because he been spending his money? I'm just saying.
I don't understand it either. I don't think that it's a guy's job to pay for your prep work to go out on a date. And I like what she said. Why is your hair not already done? Mm-hmm. Why is your nails not already done? I get a haircut every Friday. Mm-hmm. Not because I have a date, because that's just my self-care routine.
Right.
You know, so if you have a natural, a normal self-care routine that should involve hair, nails, and all that, why should I have to pay for that? You should already be doing it.
And you see, and I hate that we're even on this topic, because I hate to see people always talking about, oh, should a man pay for all the dates? And this is not even that part, right? But I feel like when it comes down to dating, there's a give and take, right? And it shouldn't have to be about, here are the strict rules. Well, you got to pay for all these. You got to pay for this. Or you got to pay for me. You got to pay for my babysitter. You got to pay for me to take a doggy bag home for the kids. You got to pay for a doggy bag for the dog. And some, and make sure when you go through Starbucks, you get a pup cup. You know, like, hold up now. What are all these rules?
See, she was right last week. Kids are liabilities. Your kids are liabilities.
I like how you brought that back now.
Yeah.
You know, I remember dating my wife, and I had to literally like trick her. Hey, look over there. Here, take my card quick. Because like, hey, because there were times that she would try to pay and I'm like, hey, no, I got it. And see, here's the thing, because there are people who will see this or hear this and say, oh, well, that's why this and that, because, you know, y'all just don't want to pay. Y'all cheap. That's not the point of it.
Yeah.
Have no problem paying. I know you have no problem paying. But to your point, when you were out dating, their thing was like, yeah, at least offer.
Yeah.
At least make it show something.
Yeah. And I mean, I like reciprocity, right? If I don't mind paying, but I think it's nice if someone pays.
Yeah.
You know, I think my girlfriend, our fourth date, that she paid for that. I was like, I wasn't expecting that. But she beat the card before I got to it, right? And I thought it was nice. You know, and there's times that we go out and do stuff, I'll pay, and then she might invite me over, but she cooks and makes things. And to me, all that's effort that you're doing. I love that, right? I think it should be that way. I don't think, you know, women should be looking for a man to spend and do all these things, and everything's about money. Because to me, this is a lot about you and your character. If it's all about money, because then what happens when the money's gone? Look at all the people getting laid off, you know, on LinkedIn. What happens when the money's gone? Are you going to bounce?
Yeah. Quickly, too. Question, though. So, if your girl asks you, Terrell, I want to go get my hair done tomorrow. Do you say no?
She wouldn't ask her. She takes great care of herself. She already has a self-care routine. She doesn't need me to do it.
If you look and see her nails are chipped, do you go, hey, let me send you to the nail salon so you can get them touched?
I've never seen her nails chipped. She takes care of them herself. She does them herself. So it's great. Now, if she really wanted it and asked, would I do it for her? Yes, I would do it for her. But this is my girlfriend. This isn't a first date. I'm right. Paying for you to get your hair done. You know, we are in a relationship. I don't mind if that's the case. Now, if it's every week she's asking me for money to get her hair done, I'm like, wait a minute.
How bad you want your hair done?
Yeah. And I'm like, women don't get their hair done every week. Like, I get a haircut every week, but women don't do it that. So what are you doing with this $150 I'm about to
do? Some who do go to the beauty salon every Saturday.
Really? Yeah, well. But it's a part of their self-care, unless they got a guy who's paying for it.
Right. Okay. By the way, I'm very proud of you for not answering that, for trying to avoid answering that hypothetical question. You know, as a master avoider of hypothetical questions, I want to say, good job.
Hey, I work in HR. I know how to matrix that question. Oh, I can dodge it.
Hey, don't forget, we are back. We've got, look. Married at First Sight is still rolling along. I think we're about to get to a really interesting next batch of episodes. But then also next week, we're doubling back up. Love is Blind UK and Married at First Sight. So it's about to be a whole bunch of stuff. So, you know, make sure you don't miss out on any of this. First of all, please hit that like button. And if you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Shows.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit on the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool into rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah. Two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's tomato. You think we clashing? Nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the combo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.